Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary, very, very much. What a beautiful voice. What a sweet lady. Thank you. She is my friend. All right, we welcome you back to our program, and we have a line open, two lines open, actually, at 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Thank you for tuning us in. We're here every Sunday morning from 8 until noon, and we go right now to the Dallas Arboretum Report with Tucker Reed. How would you like to have the title of horticulture manager for a 66-acre garden? How about that? Tucker, good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to appreciate you, man.
Thanks.
Yeah, never hurts. Little appreciation. You are going through a list of some of the underused shrubs and other plants for North Texas landscaping. You have Exocorda today, and I'll bet you that there's one person in 1,000 who knows Exocorda when they see it. Tell us about this shrub.
Well, this is an old-fashioned shrub, and the one we're specifically talking about is a hybrid, and it's a cultivar of a hybrid, so it was a selection out of a whole bunch of them. When they first did this hybrid way back when, it was a huge plant, and you know, not probably usable in a lot of gardens. Then they found one that dwarfed itself through whatever genetic means, and they named it the Bride because it was covered in white. This is a deciduous shrub. Don't get scared; it's going to drop its leaves. They're going to come back. It's going to be great. You got to pay for the big, pretty flowers by letting it lose its leaves in the winter. I know a lot of people love their evergreens, but this is definitely worth it.
Almost all of the best flowering shrubs are deciduous, aren't they?
Right. It's kind of like paying taxes, you know? Mm-hmm. You have to live in a great country, you got to pay your taxes.
Is that the way it works? No wonder they keep coming after me. No.
It's a deciduous shrub. It's great for small gardens. It's great for woodland gardens. You can tuck this into underneath your trees. It won't have a problem with it. It does like part sun. It can go all the way to part shade. The one thing I would tell you is never put this in western sun. You will have a good amount of leaf burns.
Okay.
It's hardy to zone 5.
Wow.
It's about 3 to 4 foot shrub. It's tall and wide.
Is called Pearl Bush, the Bride Pearl Bush, P-E-A-R-L. How's it get that name?
It gets the name because when it's in full bud, and the buds will be covering the plant when it's a healthy plant, they look like it's covered in pearls.
Oh, how
cool. Beautiful white pearls all over it. So that's where the common name comes from. It will cover itself in flowers March and April. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be pruned a lot. It only needs average water because it doesn't grow that fast.
Mm-hmm. Tucker, what
a lot of fall color.
A little bit of understanding of what conditions it needs, what are some other plants that you would grow alongside this, other plants that they may know better that would require the same amount of lighting and same soil condition?
I grow it with ferns. I grow it with ligularias and hellebores. I also have it in some areas where I have some camellias that I don't treat the soil. Some of the camellias are a little bit tougher on soil conditions. Mm-hmm. We don't have to give them a lot of attention like we do azaleas. Mm-hmm. You could grow them with azaleas, and they wouldn't have a problem with it. So if you have an azalea bed, sticking this in the middle of it, it's not going to care. It's going to love those acidic soils. But it's not very – it doesn't really have a problem with a lot of soils. And once they're established, it's terribly drought-tolerant and heat-tolerant.
All right.
That's the nice thing. You just got to get it established in the first year.
Now, you have a couple of cultivars you want to mention, a couple of improved varieties.
I do. And they're actually improved varieties. They are proven winter plants. So when you see the white pot with the PW on the side, they're proven winters. There's one that's called Snow Day Surprise. It's about the same size, but it's going to have even larger flowers. Then they found one that was in that group, and they called it Snow Day Blizzard. It's bigger, 5 to 6 foot tall, 5 to 6 foot wide, and it has the larger flowers also.
How often do you see this in? How often do you see it in nurseries around? Just occasionally.
I don't.
Yeah. All right. Exocorda.
I don't know why I'm doing this.
Yeah, I understand that. Exocorda, folks. E X O C H O R D A. The Bride Pearl Bush. You may have to buy it online, and it is available that way. So that's great. Dallas Bloom starting up here before long.
It is. February 22nd. It's going to be awesome. It's one of the largest wall displays outside of Holland.
You don't feel the pressure coming down on you at that point, do you? Not much.
Not at all.
Now, the Rory Myers Children Adventure Garden is closed for a couple weeks for some maintenance, so it'll open up on February 22nd with Dallas Blooms. Is that right?
Well, they may open up earlier. They just didn't want to put a date on it because they'll open it up as soon as they're done doing this preventative maintenance.
Okay.
They didn't want to actually put a date on it because, you know, they don't – weather-dependent things and all that, they couldn't actually tell you exactly.
All right. Last thing I want you to talk about are the education programs.
There's a bunch of education programs starting up. The first one will start up on January 25th. There's three classes. There's one on square foot gardening, one on greenhouses, and one on composting. They all started up. If you're interested in learning things garden-related, whether it's plants or whether it's crafts, photography, go online, check out the education department. They'll all be under the education tag, and adult education programs is what you're looking for.
All right, DallasArboretum.org is the website, folks. Tucker is going to tell you how to come find them today because the weather is beautiful. How do they drive up to you?
You're going to find us at 8525 Garland Road. We're on the southeast side of White Rock Lake. If you come in from the south, take the Grand Avenue exit, and it'll turn into Garland Road. If you're coming in from the north, take the Garland Road exit and follow the green signs.
All right. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. And the 24-hour information number, last thing we need.
214-515-6500.
Tucker, I love these introductions to plants that we ought to be trying. Good for you. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you.
All right. Tucker Reed, the horticulture manager at the Dallas Arboretum. Sponsored today by Half Price Books. How good is that? Oh, I am a lucky guy. I get to talk about Half Price Books pretty often here on the air. This is a group of stores. This is a community of stores, community of book enthusiasts. It's been that way since they founded back in the early 1970s. I was around when they started. I knew one of the two co-founders. And folks, let me tell you, these stores have just gotten better and better and better. They have filled their shelves with all your favorites. They'd love to see you more in 2014. When you go in, you'll see a lot of smiles. People finding books, treasures. They say, wow, look at this. And the staff knows the book. They understand and they know how to find their inventory. That must be quite a challenge. They are real book enthusiasts. They now have even more bestsellers. Check out the special selection of the newest titles in every store. Visit every week for new releases. Every store will have a different inventory because they buy your used books, things that you have enjoyed, gently used. I mean, they want to see what you have, and they'll give you a very fair price as you're doing your spring house cleaning. If you've resolved to read more, kids can make the reading resolution as well for the new year. Half Price Books is one of the best kids sections in town. I took our grandson Joseph in, and his mouth just dropped open. I had to say, Joseph, we must leave. That was about 6 weeks ago. We had a wonderful visit, and I've taken his brother Sam before him. These stores are fabulous. We've given gift cards to Half Price Books because I know how happy the boys will be. They have used books, videos, toys, and much more for all ages. Don't forget, they'll give you cash for your books, music, and movies, and games you've already enjoyed. 19 Dallas-Fort Worth locations, more than 100 nationwide, hpb.com or halfpricebooks.com. You can take your choice. You know where the stores are. If you don't, for any quirk of fate, you can go to hpb.com and do the store locator. Half Price Books, they are fun. Neil Sperry's eGardens, my free electronic newsletter, goes to more than 40,000 subscribers each month. Sign up at neilsperry.com and check out the very special offer on my new book while you're there. That's neilsperry.com. Now back to the program. All right, sir, thank you. Let's go to Gene in Mesquite, who's called in this hour. Gene, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yes, sir.
I need to do a little gambling this year. I lost my fall turnip crop, that real hard freeze we had early December.
Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah, and I'm itching to grow some more. Look, if I really wanted to gamble, when should I sow?
Well, they're normally sown the second half of February, so if you wanted to push it a little bit, kind of look at the weather map, maybe the 5th or 10th of February, see what it's doing. If you grow them in any kind of protection, Gene, in terms of up against the house or anything like that, you could probably justify moving it forward. But I'm glad that you're trying early rather than late. A lot of people forget and plant things too late, and they're doomed when they do that. But trying a little early, if you're willing to take that chance, turnip seeds don't cost very much. It's worth a try.
They sure don't. You can get a bunch for $2.
Yeah, I would say early to mid-February.
I'm going to go. I've got pretty good protected area over in this old part of Mesquite. I'm going to hit it about February then.
Give it a try.
Well, thank you. I love your show.
Thank you. I'm glad you called. Have a good day. Thank you, sir. All right, we have a call from Vernon. If you don't know where, and we'll take that right after this first break, first longer break for this hour. This will be Keith in Vernon. If you don't know where Vernon is, you go to Wichita Falls and you keep on going. And it's a wonderful town. I hope that you will also call. We have a couple of lines open at 800-288-WBAP. Call right now, please, 800-288-9227. I'm going to give you the number to my magazine office here in just a moment, because that is where this morning you can save a huge amount on a book that will save you a huge amount. This is the book. You know, Gene just asking about when to plant turnips. We have a chart of all the planting dates for every vegetable coming in my brand new book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. This has been the biggest, most rewarding, most fun project I think I've ever worked on professionally. Working with Cindy Smith, my graphic designer, and Carolyn Skye, very accomplished editor. The three of us are the team. This is a self-published book. I'm publishing it myself. I'll pay for the printing. We're having it printed in San Antonio right here in Texas. A book called Lone Star Gardening ought to be printed right here. That's my feeling. And it's going to be. $24.95 is all it will cost you if you call before 10 today. Now, that's the pre-print price. I always did this for my calendar for the 30 years that we did a Texas gardening calendar. I have melded all of the information from the garden calendar into the book, 48 pages of when to do things, plus another 250 pages almost of important information of trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, turf grass, fruit, and vegetables. And what I have done is we have made this extremely user-friendly. This is not a revised version of the Boot Book, Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. This one is totally different. This one is done the way I wanted the Boot Books to be done 23 and 32 years ago. That's how old they are. You need to update. You really need to update. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed with this offer. The book in the pre-print price, $24.95, but I have a better deal for you. If you call before 10 today, you can also save half on a new or renewal one-year subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine when you buy it with the new book and have them shipped to the same address. Total price is $36.90. Satisfaction completely guaranteed. You go into a bookstore and buy the old book, it's going to be more than $36.90 just to get the book, and it's going to be 23-year-old information. My book will not be in stores, won't be on Amazon, at least for the foreseeable future. I decided I wanted to self-publish it, and you have to call my office or go to my website. It's neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or you can call the office until 10 o'clock today. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Not a zero, but an O. 1-800-752-GROW or 1-800-752-4769.
This is a great time of year to have foundation repair work done at your home, and Advanced Foundation Repair has been my sponsor for almost 20 years. Hi, this is Neil Sperry, inviting you to call them for their free home inspection, 214-333-0003. On the web, their very useful website, foundationrepairs.com. Do what I've done. Call the best, Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003.
Let me tell you about Whiskey Stone right now and invite you to get by their beautiful outdoor showroom. You say, outdoor showroom? What's that? 22 acres. If you're going to have a big stone yard with the finest in stone and gravel and the pavestone pavers and all of that, you're going to have it outdoors. They're at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. They've been there since 1983. They have a legacy of working with the landscape contracting industry, also with homeowners directly. I'm sure with builders as well. They have the most beautiful natural stone that you will find anywhere in North Texas. This is like going to a candy store for Neil. I love stone in a landscape. I get so excited about a boulder, about a retaining wall, about stone in a landscape. and Whiskey Stone has all of that. They also have the professional staff to help you. They have an outside showroom of extensive displays where they have built things to demonstrate how to use their products and how many of these projects are do-it-yourself projects. In fact, they will start up a spring class here before long on Saturday mornings, and you'll be able to go free and learn how from the experts. 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. They're open 6 days a week, closed on Sundays. Go by tomorrow. Go by and enjoy it. It is a real treat. For more information, go to whiz-q.com. Tell the Whiznans, Mike and Derek, tell them hi from Neil, father and son team. Whiz, whiz-q.com, 817-429-0822. 817-429-0822. They're at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. Whiskey Stone.
Hi, I'm Julie Ferraro, principal at Serenity High in McKinney.
And Rick Schaap.
I'm Stephen Issa.
And Merlene Stockdale.
And Steve Mercer.
We're all teachers at Serenity High in McKinney.
For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830.
On the web, that's serenityhigh.org.
Serenity High in McKinney.
One day.
Thank you, folks, very, very much. Graduation day this past Friday, 2 days ago at Serenity High for the midterm graduation. Folks, that is the best experience. It's a great. I've been at every one of the graduations of that school since the year 2000, and I have loved every one of them. Let me tell you about North Haven Gardens right now. They are one of the sponsors of our Home Landscape School. You can sign up for the Home Landscape School by calling the same number that you call for my brand new book, and that's 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-GROW. Now, I'm going to give you the number for North Haven Gardens in just a moment. They have winter vegetables, fruit trees, orchids, and beautiful seasonal color in stock right now, including the unique and delicious green and yellow tiger stripe fruit called tiger fig. I was at North Haven Gardens earlier this week taking photographs. I had three or four things I needed for my book, and I knew they would have them. They had some herbs that I really needed to get, and you bet they had them, and they have everything. It's a 9-acre nursery, and it's just fabulous. These tiger figs are perfect for growing in Texas. The self-pollinating fruit requires a long warm season in order to develop the flavor and sweetness. They're super sweet figs that don't ripen until they are after they're picked, so you need to leave them on the fig bushes until they're ready, until they're soft, and then they are generally eaten fresh right there in the garden. Go to nhg.com for information on current pop-up demonstrations, including vertical herbs and vegetables. That'll be Thursday, January 23, from 4 to 4:30. They offer a new twist on edible gardening using vertical gardening panels. Next Saturday, January 25, from 9 to 11:30, North Haven Gardens will host their School of Gardening, featuring their introduction to home vegetable gardening. Cost is $34.99. Each attendee gets a $10 North Haven Gardens gift card. Register today by calling 214-363-5316. They'll open in just a few minutes, I think probably at 10, so call them at 214-363-5316. They're North Haven Gardens at 7700 North Haven Road, where they've been since 1951. They're between Hillcrest and Central, just one block west of Central on North Haven, between Forest and Royal. NHG.com, North Haven Gardens. Shop today. Larry is in Vernon. He's on the phone with us now. Keith, I read the wrong line there. How are you?
I'm fine, thank
you. Good. How can I help you?
I have several lick tubs, and I'm interested in starting some strawberries. I was wondering when, what variety, what type of soil to fill the tubs with.
You know what? I think I would recommend that you grow your strawberries a different way, and that you use your tubs for something else. In doing some research for my book, I talked to Dr. George Ray McEachern, and then did a lot of internet research. And strawberries are grown in tunnels now. They're grown in little hoop greenhouses that are about 5 feet tall, with a fabric pulled over them for the winter time to keep them warm. Planted in the fall, harvested the following spring. We have completely rethought our ways of growing strawberries. The variety Chandler is the one that's recommended. Do a little reading online about raising strawberries in tunnels. That's how it's referred. And I think you'll be amazed. South of Interstate 10, down Houston to San Antonio, south of that, they grow them outdoors. North of Interstate 10, you want to raise them in the tunnels. And they're all planted in the fall, harvested the following spring. We don't want to try to grow strawberries like we used to, spring plantings. The summer was just too brutal on them, and we couldn't get them through for the following year. That's what I'd recommend, Keith, and then I'd use your tubs for something else.
They're
Did I derail you completely?
Well, okay. Well, thank you, Neil.
Yeah, I heard in George Ray's voice, and we'll be talking about this 2 weeks from now when I have him as a guest all that Sunday morning. So, you know, I'll try to make a point of bringing up strawberries. They're still not the easiest of crops in Texas, but you're much better off doing it that way from all the research that I could find from my book. I really appreciate your call. Thank you. Have a great day in Vernon. Let me go to Larry in the Athens area. That's how I got on the wrong line there. I love my trifocals otherwise. Larry, this is Neil. Good morning.
Morning.
How can I help you?
Well, I have some daylilies, and from time to time, well, not all of the varieties I have produce it, but from time to time they produce a little pod at the end of the growing season.
Sure.
And it's full of seeds.
Sure.
Are those seeds plantable?
Yeah. I've raised daylilies all of my life, and for 30 years I did hybridizing of daylilies. I never was serious about it like the real breeders are. But what they will do is, it's amazing to watch them. There are about 70,000 varieties of daylilies now that have been named and introduced, and they will very carefully track the two parents of a daylily, the seed parent, the mother plant, and then the pollen parent. They will carefully transfer that pollen, hang a tag on that flower so that when the seed matures, they'll know exactly what the mother and father were, and then they'll plant the seeds, and they may come back and back cross. In other words, they may take the seedlings and cross them back to the mother or father, and it's amazing to watch it operate. But those seeds are very viable. My friend, the late Yuri Winifred, who won the top award for daylily breeding with the Stout Medal, told me once, Neil, the best thing you can do is harvest those seeds the minute that they are ripe. As soon as those fruit begin to open up, which will be in late June or July, uh-huh, you harvest the seeds and you plant them right away. You don't want to let them sit until the following spring because the germination is not as good. I mean, you have them now, and I'd go ahead and plant them. I'd probably wait another month, plant them in pots. They'll come up looking like little grass plants. But they're fun, and they will. The reason Yuri Winifred would do that was he would plant them in late summer, and he'd have plants that were pretty good size. He could set out into the garden before frost, and a few of them would bloom the following spring. All of them would bloom less than 2 years from the time that the pods were harvested.
No special soil.
Same that you would give daylilies. Potting soil in the pots and then good garden soil when you plant them out in the garden.
Okay.
They're fun. They're a lot of fun. You have no idea what you're going to get.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
You bet. Have fun with them. All right, we'll come back and go to Don in Fort Worth, and I would also like to hear from you. We have a couple of open lines that I've opened, and that number is 288. I'm sorry, it's a toll-free number. It's 800-288. WBAP, that's not difficult. 800-288-9227. Please call right now. This is your chance to get through. 800-288-9227. Arborological Services, the leaders in the tree care industry. It's been that way for a long time. They began their business back in 1981. I was talking to Steve Hauser this week, and Steve was telling me how they have grown and a little bit about their employees. They have more than a dozen International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists. These are the men and women who have passed very difficult exams to prove that they are tree experts. They are the certified arborists, and that's what you want to get that. And I don't think Steve would mind if I said, wherever you are, if you need to be looking for a certified arborist. The fact is, they have more than almost any other firm around. I think they may have more than any other firm in Texas. They have won the state awards, the Tree Climbing Championship. Some of the awards are named for some of their people. Tree climbing crews are really good from Arborological Services. They have college-degreed plant pathologists, horticulturists, and foresters on their staff. So they are the best at any kind of tree management, whether it is complete tree maintenance or fertilizing, pruning, cabling, and bracing, maybe lightning arrest, whether it is consulting if you need help before you do construction, or if you have some kind of damage assessment and appraisal, they can do that for you. They are the leaders in the industry. They are serious about trees. They're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. They have a toll-free number anywhere in the Metroplex, 866-552-7267. 866-552-7267. On Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc., Twitter at The Tree Experts, and their website is arborological.com. Arborological Services, 866-552-7267.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we're following the news for you. News Talk, 820 AM, WBAP.
Our 19th annual Home Landscape School will be all day Saturday, February 15. Sponsored by Rubel's Plants of Texas, Encore Electric Delivery, and Monrovia Growers. Stephen Chambly from Shandor Gardens and I will teach you all day that day how to do a landscape plan for your own landscape, for your own landscape improvement project. Stephen and I will teach you the principles of great landscape design, what are the best trees and shrubs, the best annuals and perennials for a color program, terrific turf grass, how to have a beautiful entryway garden, how to have a fun and functional backyard and patio garden. You will leave with a working drawing of your own landscape improvement project because we will give you a 30-minute consultation with a landscaping pro to complete your landscape plan. That will be 2 weeks later on your choice of March 1 or March 2. All of the information is at neilsperry.com. Other sponsors, AgPower, John Deere, McKinney, Callaway's Nursery, Encore Azaleas, and Southern Living Plants. I hope that you will sign up today while we still have a few seats available. Call my magazine office, same number that you call, to buy my brand new book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, with that pre-print price, 800-752-GROW. The Home Landscape School, all day Saturday, February 15. The consultations, March 1 or March 2. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. Time to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. Once again, my buddy Jerry Overton. Jerry.
Thank you, Neil. It is 9:32 at the Breitling Energy News Desk. Russia says the games will be secure. Details after your first weather and traffic. Our weather in touch forecast, sunny, light winds, very nice day today. 67 is where we're headed for the high. Tonight, clear with a low of 42. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy, and mild with a high of 68. Watch the winds. They could trigger some grass fires if any get out. And then for Tuesday, sunny skies, cooler with a high of 55. It's sunny, 44 degrees at DFW Airport. Checking the ClassicChevrolet.com 24-hour right now traffic watch. Fort Worth police still working a rollover accident at I-30 westbound at Loop 820. In Dallas, we got a wreck on 75 Central Expressway northbound at 635 LBJ. The right lane and the right shoulder are blocked. Also got a crash on Greenville Avenue at Walnut Street, and in South Dallas, an accident 35E northbound at Camp Wisdom Road. Well, as Russia gears up for the Winter Olympic Games set to start in less than 3 weeks, security officials are telling the world the games will be secure. Hamish McDonald with the latest.
The Russian security forces have released another video, which they say demonstrates a security operation that took place on Saturday in the Caucasus region, attacking militants. Now, we can't independently verify the location and the timing of this video, but they say it happened on Saturday and that it killed a number of the insurgents.
More than two dozen dogs and other animals seized from property in North Texas after being found with afflictions, including intestinal parasites, malnourishment, and dehydration. Staff members at the Humane Society of North Texas telling the Fort Worth Star-Telegram property in Northwest Parker County appeared to have been a puppy mill. The NBA has fined Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban $100,000 for confronting referees and using inappropriate language toward them Wednesday night. Cuban confirmed the fine on his Twitter feed, saying he would not let Commissioner David Stern retire without a proper farewell. Again, looking for a high today of 67, it's 44. At the Breitling Energy News Desk, I'm Jerry Overton. We're back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
We sure are. Thank you, Jerry, very much. Encore Electric Service Delivery. They are a landscape school sponsor, and I thank them for that. You can register for our home landscape school at 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, same number you use to get your copy of my brand new book, Lone Star Gardening, before it prints, even. I want to tell you about the Encore Electric Service Delivery and the fact that when we're talking in the Home Landscape School about choosing choice of trees and shrubs, especially trees, know before you grow, you need to always be thinking about how tall, how wide a tree will grow. You don't want to get within 10 feet of power lines with the canopy of the foliage. If you are ever out there pruning and you're going to be within 10 feet of power lines, call Encore at 888-313-6862. 888-313-6862, and they will advise you as to the best plan of attack for you. It may be that you shouldn't be doing that. It may very well be that. 888-313-6862. Now, let me make one thing perfectly clear. When I say know before you grow on planting trees, you don't want the trees ever to get anywhere near the power lines. And so that means you're probably going to put large shade trees 50 feet away from the big from the power lines. Don't work on tree limbs that are in contact with power lines. You would think people would know that, but it's amazing they don't. And so if you see a tree limb that has broken, for example, after the ice storms, then you want to stay away from the trees. You want to stay away from those and call a professional in. If the tree is making contact and causing sparking or fire, call 911 and get out of there right away. If you're digging and you want to make sure you don't hit any power lines, underground utilities, call 811 at least 2 business days before you start digging. Now, all the details for all of this are at Encore.com. Encore.com, Encore Electric Service Delivery.
Giving you a voice, your opinions on the news of the day. News Talk, 820 AM, WBAP.
Monrovia Growers, Monrovia Nursery, based on the West Coast and shipping some of the most incredible plants into North Texas garden centers. Monrovia is committed to enhancing the beauty and value of the North American landscape one garden at a time. By producing the strongest plants in the industry, they offer you the peace of mind and quality assurance that stands behind each and every Monrovia plant. Monrovia Grown is really a symbol. In fact, when my wife and I took a trip to the West Coast, the very first place we went on our first trip to the West Coast was Monrovia Nursery. I had to see it. It was like going to the promised land for Neil to get to see Monrovia Nursery. Gardeners prefer Monrovia and buy their plants with confidence, knowing their plants are bred to thrive and flourish. Coming this spring, there is a new way to shop for your favorite Monrovia plants. You'll be able to order your plants online and pick them up at your favorite garden center. Go to Monrovia.com and shop from the comfort of your own home. Monrovia, R-O-N-R-O-V-I-A. Once you decide on your plants, click to pick your local independent garden center, then sit back and let them notify you when the plants arrive. Shipping is always free. What a deal. Monrovia plants, distinctively better plants, making green thumbs even greener. Monrovia.com.
Join me on Facebook, Neil Sperry, N-E-I-L-S-P-E-R-R-Y.
And not surprisingly, my website is spelled the very same way, neilsperry.com. Let's go to Don in Fort Worth. Don, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Enjoyed your program and your book for many years.
Thank you.
I've got a problem, or not a problem, need some advice. We had an Althea tree that we'd turned into a tree, and it's been 25 years, and it died last summer. Mm. I've dug it up, dug the roots up, and she wants to plant something back that hummingbirds can come into, and she's researched, and the chinapaw or the vitek trees, small trees, can they be turned into a tree form, and would they work?
You talk about chitalpa?
Chitalpa, yeah.
Chautauqua. That's a cross between Chilopsis, which is desert willow, and catalpa trees. They're cousins in that family, and it's a nice tree. I don't think I'd want it in my yard, but it's a nice tree. The vitex is a wonderful plant. You know, I have to confess something. I don't remember seeing hummingbirds around vitex. The butterflies, I think, would scare them away. There's so many butterflies. It's a wonderful wildlife plant. It blooms for a couple of weeks. The best hummingbird plants are not going to be necessarily shrubs or trees. Don, they're going to be annuals and perennials that have tubular flowers. So if you plant salvias, for example, Mealy cup sage and some of the other salvias, they're going to bloom for many months, and they will be hummingbird favorites. So will lantana, so will trumpet vine, Madam Galen trumpet vine. Any of these plants that have the tubular flowers will be where the hummingbirds will go. And I think there are better things than either of those two specifically for attracting hummingbirds.
Okay, what about, we have several of those plants already planted in our garden area. We've got about a third of an acre. And what about replacing it with another Althea? But where can you find Altheas that are, you know, the 10 to 15-gallon varieties that you can buy that you already don't have to wait? Because we're getting on up in age, and
they'll be readily available. But I have a concern for you, and that is what killed the one that you had. Cotton root rot is a nemesis for Altheas. They're in the cotton family, and so they are very susceptible to that soil-borne fungus. If that's what killed the old one, it's in the soil, and it'll get the new one. You might be better off to go to a crepe myrtle or go to some other summer flowering plant instead of Althea. I love Altheas, and I won't try to talk you out of them somewhere else in your yard, but in terms of planting one right back in that area, the vitex might be a better plan for you. Highly resistant, if not immune, to cotton root rot. So are crepe myrtles.
Okay, and the vitex, it can be made into a tree form.
Yeah, it's kind of difficult. It's you know how a fig plant grows? People talk about fig trees. Well, they're not trees. They're shrubs. And vitex is about that same way. It's a big shrub. It's beautiful. They're fabulous plants. I want you to try one, But if you try to train it tree form, I think you're going to drive yourself nuts. If you want a small tree to take the place of the fig, of the Althea, then I would go with crepe myrtles, because obviously they can easily be trained that way.
Yeah, we've got several crepe myrtles. The only problem with the crepe myrtles, we have a pool in the backyard. And
that is a problem.
That's a constant
problem. It's going to be a problem with the vitex also for that 7 or 10 day period that they're in bloom.
Okay. All right. Well, Neil, I appreciate it.
At least we got some thoughts out there for you. Thank you, Don. Let me go to Betty in Mansfield. Betty, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
How can I help you?
I just moved to a house that has a purple passion vine, and it's growing all over the right iron fence. Mm-hmm. And we've got all these suckers. When do I cut all those back, or do I cut them back?
Well, you would cut them back if they have frozen. You're talking about passion flower, the beautiful flowers.
Yes, beautiful.
They tend to die back some. There are hardy ones, and then there are very tropical ones that will be dead completely. They don't die back. They just die with the hard freezes. But the hardy ones, I think you'll find will have some dead wood in them. I'd probably prune anything that's dead out right away, and if you can't tell, I'd wait until early spring, till maybe late February, early March.
Hmm. Well, it looks like when I look at the suckers and I scratch it, and it is green.
Okay. Well, just shape them. Don't do massive pruning, because if you do that, then you're going to get very strong regrowth. It'll be leaves, not so much flowers.
Oh.
I would prune them only as you need to clean them up, make them look better. They can get very stemmy looking. I haven't grown a passion vine in many, many years. They do not make it through the winter for me. In rural Collin County. I'm glad that it's working for you. That's the other side of the Metroplex, makes a difference.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Just prune it.
Prune off anything.
Kind of
shape it. Yeah, that's right. And any stubbly growth inside, you know, they're kind of like sweet autumn clematis. They can get very stemmy. And so
that's what this one is.
Yeah,
really,
I would tidy it up. If you need to prune it back by 50%, go ahead and do that.
Great.
It'll still bloom and grow for you.
Okay, thank
Atta
you.
Atta girl. Thanks for the call. Let me go to Debbie and Ennis. Debbie, this is Neil. Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning to you, Neil. How are you this Sunday
I'm
morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
All right. I have a question about some knockout roses. When and how is the best time to prune these roses?
All right. The best time is the first couple weeks of February.
Okay.
Before they start growing. They tend to grow even earlier than most other bush roses. The best way, is hard to describe because they have so many branches, so many twigs, that when we talk about pruning other bush roses by 50%, by half, with each cut being made right above a bud that faces out from the center of the plant, that's great for a hybrid tea, but that's kind of hard to do with knockouts because you have 10 times as many stems. Mm-hmm. And so I think probably what I would do if I had a bunch of knockouts is I would trim them by half with a gasoline-powered hedge trimmer, a good sharp one, so I got good clean cuts. And then I would come back in with lopping shears and prune out any stubbly growth, and especially if you have any dead branches in there, any twigs that have died. Make sure as you're doing this that you did not have and do not have any of the rose rosette virus. If you do, those plants need to be dug and destroyed. But as in terms of just normal pruning of knockouts, that's what I would do. I think you almost have to do that. Because if you try to do it one branch at a time, you'll be out there for the rest of the winter.
Okay. Do you think this bad cold spell that we had could have damaged them?
No, not at all.
Okay. All right. And as soon as I hang up with you, I'm calling to order your book. I'm really looking forward to it.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Have
Thank
a great
you,
day.
Neil.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. All right. All right. Thank you very much, Debbie. And let me invite you to do the very same thing. And that number to call is 800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. If you call before 10 today, and I'm sure they'll be there just a little after 10, this is the most comprehensive book that I've ever written. I've written 5 books, and this is the one, one of them never made it to press, and of the other three, this is much more comprehensive than they ever were. It's a completely new book. It is not a revised version of Complete Guide to Texas Gardening at all. It combines all of the information I used to put in my annual Texas gardening calendars of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all your plants, except instead of giving you 12 pages of that information, we have expanded it to 48 pages, and then you have another 250 pages of detailed information and planting guides and charts of the best trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers. Also, annuals and perennials. Every bit of information that I have in my posters. Posters normally $10 each. You buy the 4 posters, that's $40. The book itself with all of that information and a huge amount more is only $24.95. This is a deal no matter how you look at it. But all of that information in one handy reference book that will be printed right here in Texas in about 4 to 6 weeks. I printed in San Antonio, and I've already alerted our printing consultant that I'm about to start the very final chapter of the book, and when I do that, obviously, we have proofreading when it's all finished, and then we send it to the printer, and it's on our way. So you need to contact our office today before 10. Certainly, you can order online at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. The very best offer is save half on a 1-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine, new or renewal to my magazine when you buy it with the book. The total price of that offer is only $36.90. You're getting the magazine for less than $12 for a full year subscription. That is the real deal. $36.90. $7 postage, by the way, on the book on either offer. Book alone, $24.95. Book and magazine subscription, $36.90. Call 1-800-752-GROW before 10 or 10:15, or order online at neilsperry.com. This will not be in stores, will not be on Amazon. Call 1-800-752-4769 before 10.
Creative Water Gardens offers comprehensive installation and cleaning services for your water garden. With a full line of water garden supplies, pumps, filters, pond liners, and more, Creative Water Gardens will help you create and maintain your own private oasis. Come by and check out their Chihuly-inspired glass pieces, a wonderful addition to your pond. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 5, closed on Sundays and Mondays. For more information, visit their website at creativewatergardens.net. Creative Water Gardens at 2125 West Kingsley Road in Garland, just north of 635.
Advanced Foundation Repair, leaders in the foundation repair industry. They are the best it gets. I've used their services twice, and once was at my home, once was at my magazine office. We had a slab foundation at our home that needed some attention, and they did a miraculous job quickly, very affordably, and it has held up wonderfully. They did wonderful work at my magazine office, and that was a Pier & Beam foundation or Pier & Beam house, and that we have, it's a 1927 house that serves as our magazine office in the historic district, and Advanced Foundation Repair made each of these dwellings whole once again. If you've seen cracks in your brick over the last year or so, if you've seen cracks in the tile in your house, or tape and bedwork that is coming loose, or if you've had doors and windows that didn't work right, you know what those symptoms are. Let them come out and do a very thorough analysis. The home inspection is absolutely free. They'll give you an estimate. If you have a problem, if you don't have a problem, they'll tell you. And if you do have a problem, they'll give you the estimate of what it would cost to repair it. And that is backed by a transferable warranty, transferable for the life of the house, owner to owner to owner. These are the best people in this business, and they have pioneered all of what I've discussed to you. That's Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003. Don't put it off. This is the best time to have your foundation repaired by Advanced Foundation Repair. On the web, it's foundationrepairs.com, plural, foundationrepairs.com, 214-333-0003, Advanced Foundation Repair.
Hi, I'm Julie Ferraro, principal at Serenity High in McKinney. Serenity High is a school for students who are in recovery from drugs and alcohol and who are seeking a high school diploma in a safe and sober environment. For more information, call me, Principal Julie, at 469-302-7830. On the web, that's serenityhigh.org.
Thank you, Julie, very, very much. It was 2005 that our daughter's life was saved in the brand new then Baylor Plano Hospital. And while we were there with her, with a very serious infection, while we were there with her, we heard of and learned about the Baylor Scoliosis Center. Well, now my wife serves on the board of Baylor McKinney, and so we have a special spot in our heart for both of these wonderful hospitals. Since 2005, the Baylor Scoliosis Center, the first center of its kind in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, has been devoted to treatment, surgery, and care of advanced spine curvature in adults and adolescents. The Baylor Scoliosis Center is a nationally recognized program for the treatment of scoliosis. They specialize in advanced treatment for difficult scoliosis and spinal cases in adults and children. It's one of the largest scoliosis centers in America. The center gives new hope to people living with pain and disfigurement of scoliosis, even to those who previously thought their condition was untreatable. The Baylor Scoliosis Center on the Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano Campus, northeast corner of Preston and the George Bush Turnpike. The Baylor Scoliosis Center.com. For more information on the center or to view patient testimonials, visit the Baylor Scoliosis Center.com or call them at 972-985-2797. 972-985-2797. The Baylor Scoliosis Center, the Baylor Scoliosis Center.com. Back to our phone lines, we go to Randy in Arlington. Randy, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
How can I help you?
Well, sir, I've got some questions about pecan trees and this drought that we've been through. We've got some older property. My dad planted some pecan trees probably 25 years ago. Well, about the last 10 years, nobody's been there to take care of them or anything, so they've been at the mercy of the weather. The last 2 years, they haven't produced any fruit and everything. Has lack of care killed them off, or will they come back?
Oh, I bet they're not dead. I bet the trees just have it's not been a very good string of years these last 4 or 5 years for pecan production. We had one good wet spring in that time.
Yes, sir.
I think once we get back into a more normal rain cycle, and if you can care for them, give them some nitrogen, I think you'd be very pleased with what they'll be able to produce. Do you know what varieties you have?
No, sir. I believe they're Choctaw, but I'm not sure.
Okay. Choctaw was kind of the state of the art at that point. Still a good pecan, but
oh yeah,
Yeah, I would say just normal maintenance of watering, and well, if you can water, but fertilizing in the spring. You want to fertilize with all nitrogen, and that's done early to mid March, early to mid April, early to mid May, and that'll keep them going.
Is it going to take quite a bit of watering and everything to get them back, or?
Well, it depends on what you're willing to accept, Randy. I live in a pecan forest with native pecans, and I don't give them any special care. I don't spray them. I just can't justify it. I don't want to go to that trouble. But those that are up around our home that get the water and fertilizer that I give my landscape and garden plants, those produce pretty well. And then the ones out in the woods, we have 11 acres and, you know, 9.5 or 10 acres don't get any irrigation at all, and those produce some years, don't others. I take what I get. So do the squirrels.
I'll be on that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Let me guess, Randy in Arlington. Let me go to Rusty near Waco. Rusty, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
I was wanting to plant a row of shrubs between my house and my shop, grow about 6 to 8 feet tall, and I have already planted some phokinias, but the grasshoppers out here just tear them up. So I'm trying to figure out what else to use.
All right. How tall do you want these plants to grow, ultimately?
8, probably fine.
8 feet, okay. I would.
Or 10 would be fine, too.
I would use Nellie R. Stevens holly. Now, grasshoppers will occasionally eat them, but it's certainly not their choice. I think they probably would go after Photinias first. Nellie R. Stevens holly is the best screening shrub that I've ever grown. I use it at my home as a visual screen. It's done well. Junipers are good as well, but they'll get most of the screening types will get larger than that. I think I would stay in the hollies. I'm a holly fanatic anyway, and that one is the best servant to our landscapes.
We also have planted some wax myrtles. Have you ever used those?
I did, and will never use them again. Not in the Blackland. They're just not happy in the Blackland prairie. They play out after 6 or 8 years. They begin to lose a branch here, branch there.
Okay.
They may be fine in Beaumont, but they are not happy in the Blackland prairie.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Thanks for the call. Let me go to Gloria in Fort Worth. Gloria, this is Neil. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you. That was an accurate comment. You get what you can, but the squirrels get the best.
That's right. That's
absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. Was a little curious about been missing your dig in Dallas. Is there any, is that coming back of any
I don't know.
Plans?
I don't know. I kind of doubt it. Had no contact with the people at all in the last year.
Okay.
And there's a hidden message in that. And
okay.
Yeah, I'll leave it very.
I'll delete it out of my playlist. Then,
yeah, I think you should. You're gonna get a bunch of infomercials otherwise.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I keep hoping every time I turn it on that
well,
it's there and it's.
Yeah,
gone,
that just didn't work out too well. The production company's based in Denver, and I enjoyed working with them, but you know you'd like to get compensated.
Mm-hmm.
I better run. I appreciate it, Gloria. Thank you. All right, folks. If you'd like to call my magazine office in the next 10 or 15 minutes to order my brand new book, that's 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. Have a wonderful gardening week. Lee Riza, thanks for a great program. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Until next week, happy gardening.